1. Begin transmission.
What are you doing over there, crazy cat? You just gonna keep shredding it? Okay, whatever. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee, what show is this? Yeah, starts, which is now. What am I talking about? Oh yeah, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh yeah, I'm drinking hot tea. And when I say hot, I do mean... Hot. Is it too hot to drink? Almost. Yeah. Yeah, I gotta stop. We gotta put that aside for a second. Let that cool down. And see what's going on over here in the corner with Crazy Cat. I don't know what she's doing. I woke up a little over an hour ago. And I got up and started walking upstairs only to find some kitty barf. So the cat threw up at some point in the night. And I just cleaned that up. And as I was cleaning it up, then the cat has to come over and start tearing stuff up around here. So... yeah, I don't know what's going on. Crazy cat business. And there she goes. Where are you going, Pippa? She's going into the bathroom to get a drink of water. Maybe have some kitty snacks. Some quacky snacks. Because they're made out of duck. So anyway. Oh, here I am. Not quite in the greatest shape today. Can't figure out what's wrong. I might be a little bit dehydrated because the skin on my hand is very tight and generally weird. And what exactly is my problem today? I don't know. Clearly, I have not consumed enough tea yet. And I want to drink some more tea right now, but I realize it's too hot. So anyway, what are we going to do today? I have no idea. Oh, I got to do something. I need to chill out. I might have to get in the bathtub later. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me today. Just a little bit weird. And what is my... oh, I actually know what this is. My TV is playing some kind of movie. What is this called? Oh yeah, Copy Kings. I've seen parts of this, but this is one of those super low rent, made for the internet types of movies. You know, like somebody's student movie production. But it's about these people who work in a copy shop, which I think is oddly outdated because, you know, copy shops haven't existed for, you know, decades now. And I find myself vaguely interested in this only because I did that myself for a while when I was younger, working in a very prominent copy shop. And that was before I became copier repairman. The tea is still too hot because I used to stand there making copies going, "This is not where the money is." The money is in fixing these things when they break down. So I made a career change. Oh. What's my hair doing? My hair is all over the place. Get my hair under control here. There we go. My hair is now under control, or at least as under control as it gets. But I did watch a lot of Out of Control Hair last night. What was I doing last night? Well, between watching various anime and other oddball things, I saw this thing where these guys made an electric motor but it was a piston motor. Electromagnetic pistons using plastic syringes as pistons to turn a thing, and then there's a, you know, then they put tape on the axle to be the commutator. It's just this, it's like, okay, that's pretty clever, but that's not the best way to go about doing it. And so I laughed. I thought, well, that's funny. That's good comedy. I mean, if you want to make weird electric motors, I mean, that's the way to do it. Crankshaft and everything. And I was laughing. It's like, God, that's a lot of effort to go through just to get rotational motion. I can show you guys an easier way to do that. I laughed. But between watching crazy movies like that, or videos like that, I started watching some glam rock. And it was kind of accidental. First, I was watching some Mark Bolan. You know, I was watching some Mark Bolan videos, T-Rex videos, all the classics. And, you know, I couldn't help but think, man, this is some really, really terrible, overly simplified music. Oh, but is that necessarily a bad thing? No, not really. But some of these glam rock songs don't sound good to me just because the phrasing is weird. The arrangements are weird. And I thought, well, maybe it's just T-Rex. But no, then somehow I got hooked into some kind of playlist. And so after these T-Rex videos, it just started showing me more weird glam rock. And so, of course, The Sweet comes up, and I'm, you know, it's time for Ballroom Blitz. And that's a weird song, too, arrangement-wise, chord progression-wise. And I realized, wow, I didn't really realize how much influence the glam rock movement had on punk, or was it vice versa? You know, glam rock and punk kind of evolved at the same time. And, you know, when you go back and you look at it, there's this, the similarities in the music itself is uncanny. The difference being that the punks didn't care what they looked like and were trying to, you know, look offensive and nasty as opposed to flashy and pretty, which was the whole glam rock thing. I started realizing, boy, some of this glam rock was really terrible. Again, really bad songs. But then if you look at that entire period, that early 70s, there was some weird music. And you'll remember me talking about Cheap Trick being the same way, where they had, where the songs sort of weren't very good, where he didn't have a good chord progression. He had these weird changes and weird arrangements, and music wasn't square. It didn't really work. And then what else did I see? Oh, some Mott the Hoople and some of that stuff. I was like, come on, what? All I can say is I wish I would have been working as a musician at that period in my life. You know, I was a little bit too young, a lot too young to be gigging in, say, you know, 1972. But if I had a time machine, that's probably the period I would go back to, because that was one of those low, low, low points in music. And boy, if you want music that simple, I can crank out the good stuff pretty quickly, because there's not a lot to it. There are only so many chord progressions. But it was sort of fun watching some of this glam rock, because then it's like, well, okay, I can see where, you know, 80s hair metal came from, thanks to glam rock. It's absolutely a hoot. You know, you take a look at a band like poison, right? You go back and you watch like The Suite or some Mott the Hoople, and you go, oh yeah, so basically, basically, poison was, you know, 10 or 12 years too late. Poison. What a sick joke of a band. Glam rock. One of the oddest sort of genres, subgenres to pop up. It was very short-lived. Which I suppose, well, I say that, but was it? I mean, if you count like 80s hair bands as glam rock, which you sort of really can't, it's a little bit different. It's a different beast. But still, it seemed like you know, glam rock probably died out by 1976. And we didn't see that start popping up again until about 10 years later. Oh, glam rock. All because I wanted to watch some Mark Bolan. Man, that's some symbol-ass crap. And then, once I started thinking, oh yeah, I can see the punk influence here, blah, 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 blah. Then I thought, you know, if we're going to do this, if we're going to look at stuff from this era, let's look at the good stuff. So I started watching old videos of The Runaways. Yeah. And you know, when you listen to The Runaways songs, they sort of suffer from the same problem. There's that weird, why couldn't anybody in the 70s string the right chords together? And why is the timing always so weird and the arrangement so weird? Yeah, so basically, I watched about a half an hour of The Runaways, kind of giggling to myself, kind of laughing, but appreciating that. It's like, okay, I can tell you what I would have been listening to if I was 20 years old back then. And it would have been The Runaways, not, you know, freaking Gary Glitter. Eh, not The Suite. But I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, Tobe, what about the New York Dolls? New York Dolls, that's a hard one to call. Jeez. Because, you know, if you look at some of the other stuff that was going on in New York at the time, you know, like the Ramones, how great are the Ramones, right? Again. And then, see, that's the weird thing. Last night I was also listening to some Joan Jett, early Joan Jett, and you know, you start listening to that and you go, God, she was obviously a huge fan of the Ramones. And blah, blah, blah. And then you have the New York Dolls. Are they punk? Are they glam rock? They're the weird sort of thing that ties it both together. And then... and then... no, no, no. And then what happened? What became of the New York Dolls? Well, we actually know that, don't we? Well, we all remember one of the greatest crimes in the history of music. Thanks, David Johansen. David Johansen, frontman for the New York Dolls, went on to become Buster Poindexter. Remember that? Me so on fire, I'm so embarrassed, feeling hot, hot, hot. Remember that song? Because it's still being played today. You walk into any casino parking garage and you can hear that being piped through the PA system. Oh my God, I can remember the first time I saw that. I was watching MTV with somebody and this video starts up and my friend says, "Oh, have you seen this? This is hilarious. This is great." And here's David Johansen with a haircut, trying to be some sort of lounge guy, carrying around a martini glass. And all I could think was, oh my God, what in the hell are you doing? I bet I can pay Johnny Thunders, guitarist for the New York Dolls, to smash his guitar on your head for less than $5. What the hell are you doing, Johansen? Feeling hot, hot, hot. In a way, I'm kind of glad for David Johansen because that probably made him some money. New York Dolls were not a big commercial success, although they were very critically received. They didn't make any money. And any money they made, they spent it all on makeup and clothes. Good tea. But I gotta tell you, if I ran into David Johansen today, I would say, one, nice job with the New York Dolls. And then I would also say, nice job as the cab driver in Scrooged. I'm trying to think, is that right? Was that David Johansen? Should I be looking this up? I'm not going to. I'm going to leave this as an exercise to you, my listeners. Who was the ghostly or satanic cab driver in the movie Scrooged, starring Bill Murray and Carol Kane and Bobcat Goldthwait and so many other people? Was that David Johansen? Something in my brain is telling me it was. David Johansen, I would like to congratulate you on doing awesome things with the New York Dolls and in your role as the cab driver. And I think I've seen him in a couple of other movies. But he needs to answer for Buster Poindexter. He needs to get up on live television in front of Johnny Thunders and apologize for that crap. What the hell were you thinking? And if he says, well, I needed the money, I was starving to death, and blah, 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 then I'd be like, well, okay. I suppose it's okay just this once. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's just ridiculous. Oh, it's just a crime. It's just a shame. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you're not going to do something shocking and weird and try to freak us
all
out,
are you? Some of the older kids may remember this. About 15 Maybe. Years ago, as a matter of fact, I was in a band called the New York Dolls. Now, look at some of these outfits. I mean, we used to wear some really outrageous clothes. You know, these heavy metal bands in L.A. don't have the market cornered on wearing their mother's clothes. So now, like, I'm into this really refined and dignified kind of a situation. I'm playing music that's so soft and sweet. I mean, you can sit by the fireplace and listen to it. You can have a little glass of wine, maybe.
I need to slap you silly.
Come on, I'll show you.
No, we don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it. Don't do it to us. Don't do it to us, David. No, no. God.
We need a party song. If I'm gonna get the job.
out there saying boom, boom, boom to cover my gunfire sound. Oh, Lord is right. Eject, eject. Emergency escape. Get me away from it. Oh, I think I'm going to die. Oh, what were you thinking, Dave? Oh, David Johansen as Buster Poindexter. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. That particular song has a dope-ass groove. But, I mean, come on. That entire genre of music has a dope-ass groove. We don't need Buster Poindexter running around in a sequined freaking tuxedo.
Yeah, he used to wear dresses. Remember that, Binkins?
Pippa walks by, trying to figure out what the hell is going on here. Oh, maybe this will restore your faith in both me, humanity, and David Johansen.
Best believe I'm in love, L-U-V.
Tell me all about it. Some classic New York Dolls for you here today.
I always saw you just before the dawn, when all the other kids had just dragging along. I couldn't believe the way it seemed to be, remembering the things that you just said to me. I'm back and know I can't be wasting time, cause I got to have my fun. I gotta get some fun. I got to keep on moving. Can't stop till it's all done. Ain't never done. Well, listen, when I tell you got no time for fits, cause I just got to make it, can't afford to miss. And there's one reason I'm telling you this. I feel bad and I'm a looking for a kiss. Well, won't you tell me why those kids are moving so slow? Is it that they just don't have a place to go? When the day starts breaking, the sun is gonna shine. It's hard to sleep if I've been crying. And all the old ladies, they're all on their way to church. You're going to church? I'm begging, will I be a lonely one? I know they've got to do to my search. I keep on searching. Well, listen, when I tell you, got no time for fits. Cause I just got to make it, can't afford to miss. If there's one reason, I'm telling you this. I feel bad, bad, bad. And I'm looking for a kiss. Well, I keep looking for the real hot kiss. Come on, kiss me. Just look here, baby. And I'm looking for a kiss. When everyone's going to your house, they shoot up in your room. Most of them are beautiful, but so obsessed with gloom. I ain't gonna be here when they all get home. They're always looking at me, they won't leave me alone. I didn't come here looking for no sex. I know I've been howling on streets all night. Just a looking for a kiss. I need a fix and a kiss. I need a fix and a kiss. I need a fix and a kiss. I'm a looking for a kiss. I didn't come here looking for no fix. I know I've been holding boogie all night long, baby. Just a looking for a kiss.
Yeah. Looking for a Kiss by the New York Dolls. And that particular version was recorded in 1973. Very awesome. But the question remains, how do you go from that beautiful punk song to freaking me so on fire, feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh. Why did you do it, David? What happened? Were those boots just hurting your feet so much that you had to switch to brogues and put on a fucking sequin tuxedo? Oh, am I gonna snap? I don't know. But let me tell you this, my faithful, my dear listeners. If you personally know David Johansen, I mean, if you're sitting there thinking this whole time, you know, David Johansen lives like three houses down from me. He lives, yeah, you might want to go warn him that I am coming and I'm going to slap him around a while for Buster Poindexter. And I personally think he needs to call up Johnny Thunders and apologize profusely. They need to get the band back together. I don't care that they're 75 years old or whatever. They need to get their asses back into the pantyhose, back on the stage. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But it's probably too late. David Johansen has probably already joined AARP, and has probably done some print ads for some laxatives or something in that stupid magazine. These goddamn people are sending me their magazine telling me, oh, you should join AARP. There's benefits. What benefits? Well, you get 15% off of movie tickets. What? You can get concert tickets to what? Celine Dion? Why don't you just stab me in the head? Oh, Neil Diamond? Oh, I get to go to a Neil Diamond concert and I get 15% off? Oh, maybe I'll get to go to Billy Joel, too, while I'm at it. Oh, my God. I got to start my own old people club. It's called Awesome Old People Are Gonna Kick Your Ass. Right after we're done with the gig, because we've got better crap to do. If you want to join my old people club, which is for awesome people, not people who are just waiting to die. God damn it, if I find out Johnny Thunders has joined AARP, I'm going to freaking snap. Oh my God. You don't see Iggy Pop on the cover of the AARP. Wait, I shouldn't say that. Do I need to check all the back issues of the AARP magazine to make sure no cool people on them? Otherwise, I'm going to have to cross them off the awesome people list. Yes, there is an awesome people list. Are you on it? I'm having a good time drinking this tea. AARP. They're targeting me. They're targeting me with their advertising. I get their crap in the mail. I see their crap on TV. I'm trying to watch TV. How do they know how old I am? God damn, I don't want to be in your weird club. And all the pictures in these magazines, it's just people standing around in these immaculate kitchens, and they're cutting up cherry tomatoes on cutting boards, and the old guy is smiling at the old woman, and it's like, wow, aren't we having a fun time cutting up these cherry tomatoes? I'm gonna snap! God damn it! Oh, what are you people doing? That's having a good time. Oh, look at us! We're cutting up cherry tomatoes to put into our salad or... Oh my God. AARP. I'm gonna wage my own freaking war against them. If I knew where they were, I'd go start punching people, start slapping shit around. What the hell are you doing? Go build a tube amp, bitch! Oh, look at the time. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I got better stuff to do than cut up cherry tomatoes and blah, blah, blah. I'm out of here. Bye.
This is the end of the line for...